Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we are excited to be talking to Sarah Neely from Go RVing, and she's here for a very specific reason. She's here to talk to us about the brand new, freshly redesigned, content-rich launch of Go RVing's brand new website. It has a lot of cool new features that are going to help a lot of the newbies out there, particularly find the RV that's right for them. And it also has just tons of great content, tons of inspirational videos and blog posts. And I always tell everybody, years ago, when Stephanie and I first got into RVing, it was a Go RVing commercial that inspired us over a decade ago to buy that first RV. So super excited to have Sarah here to talk about some of the coolest features that you can just dive right on and use. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco. The brand new J-Feather Micro Series is rugged and ready for adventure, but also lightweight and easy to tow. The five floor plans in the Micro Series are packed with high-end features like 16-inch Goodyear off-road tires, roof mount solar prep, and pre-wire for an inverter so you can easily use your 110 outlets, even if you're camping off-grid. The included 17-inch Blackstone griddle is also a Jayco exclusive. The side Nerf bars and optional roof and bike racks make it easy to bring your bikes and kayaks along to the mountains, ocean, or lake, or wherever the open road leads you. The Micro Series has floor plans that are perfect for solo travelers, couples, or families that can't wait for their next great outdoor adventure. To find out more, visit Jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Well, the last time I saw you in person, we were in a restaurant and before all of this madness happened. And I just kind of realized that before we came on air. And I was thinking, oh, my God, it was so nice to be in a restaurant having conversation with other people across from a table. So it's been a while and I hope you're doing well.
Yes, I'm doing great. Thank you. I'm also looking forward to the day when we actually can get together in a restaurant again and meet in person and enjoy actually talking to each other without face masks on.
I know. And I know. And the Go RVing team is so fun in general. So I'm sure you guys miss each other too. So Sarah, we have a lot of new listeners and a flood of new people that are interested in RVing. So just take us back to the basics here. Like, what is Go RVing? What does Go RVing do? What purpose does it serve for that brand new person who's just getting interested in RVing?
Right. Go RVing is the consumer marketing campaign for the RV industry. So our mission is basically to provide information and resources for potential RVers and new RVers. We really just want people to understand how you can incorporate an RV into your lives and into activities that you're already passionate about, and that RVs come in all shapes and sizes. And there really is something that works for everyone. There's different price points. There are different styles, and it really is just something that a lot of people can benefit from doing.
And, you know, the RV industry is somewhat unique among industries in the sense that you guys team up to do a lot of the marketing, right? A lot of the manufacturers come together to market together as a group. And in a sense, over the years, the way I've sort of thought of it is like you're competing against other types of vacations almost more than you're competing against each other, right? So Go RVing represents many of the manufacturers.
Yes, that's right. We actually represent 98% of the manufacturers that are producing RVs. And the program is a collaboration between the RV Dealers Association and the RV Industry Association. So the two groups really do work together to bring this message out there. And like you said, it is something that we've been looking to put into the mindset for people where they can actually use this as a regular vacation instead of a traditional vacation that is on an airplane or a cruise ship. And I think you see with our new campaign, Go on a Real Vacation, that we're trying to bring that to the forefront of people's mind, that RVing is a different type of vacation that maybe hasn't been considered before.
And it's exciting to see, like, you know, I think we were watching a Major League Baseball playoff game the other night, and one of those commercials came on, right? So you guys are the team that's ultimately behind that type of thing, right?
Yes, that's correct. Me and Courtney and Karen, we work pretty well, or we all work very well together to make sure that all of this comes together, and also Dana with the experiential marketing as well.
So what is your particular role at GoRVing? What do you work on?
So I am the senior manager of marketing and data analytics for the team. I work with our agencies to create and launch the new campaigns along with the other members of the team. But my primary focus is on the effectiveness of the campaign and how we're reaching potential RVers. So I'm really interested in the data and how people are getting to our website and how people are getting to our social media accounts.
Now, from what I understand, you have been putting in a lot of work on the website. This was a big relaunch of the website. So how are you involved in that relaunch of GoRVing.com, which really just is about a week ago that that happened?
Yes, we just launched on October 21st, and it's been a long time coming. We've been planning this since the end of last year, and we took it from an RFP process where we were really trying to find a partner that would help us tell our story and create a site that is really content heavy and easy to navigate for people so that the experience can just be a lot more engaging and a lot more fun than it used to be on the old site.
Well, and I was such a frequent user of the old site, years ago when we first got into RVing. I mean, we used the website to find a lot of the basic information that we needed a decade ago. But in the 10 years or so since then, GoRVing has just produced and created so much content really for every type of RV owner. And it just seemed like the old website wasn't able to capture and present that as well. And then it seems like on the new website, like all of those beautiful videos, all of the great blog posts and photography, it just all feels like it's just so fun to kind of get lost there and spend some time there. It seems like that was the goal, right?
Absolutely. The old site was so dated and it was really difficult to navigate. And like you said, it wasn't the easiest to find the kind of information that you were looking for. And that's just not a very pleasant user experience. So we've tried to create something that's a lot more immersive and that's a lot more high energy that matches the stories that we're telling and the new campaign. So we feel like we've really put together something that showcases those really rich and authentic stories that we have from our partners.
Now, when you say authentic, I know what you mean by that, but you guys seek to work with real RV owners, right? I mean, there's not actors in Go RVing commercials. These are people that own RVs and use their RVs and are talking about it. So is that the goal?
Yes, always. We want to make sure that the stories that we're telling are from real people who are out there living the RV life every day. It doesn't make sense for us to really use people who don't go RVing because that's just not a message that is going to resonate as well. The people like you and some of our other partners who actually have been out there and can provide travel planning advice or newbie advice, family-friendly trips, and all of these other kinds of benefits and topics, that's really what we want to be able to show. And you just can't do that with actors.
And I'm not going to mention any particular names, but there are certainly, you know, companies in your realm where they'll do a commercial or a video. And I just watch it and I go, oh, my God, like they hired those people to stand by the RV. It doesn't feel real. So when you open up GoRVing.com, the first thing that kind of hits you are some of these real authentic stories and videos by real RV owners. So let's talk about a few of those. So there's four of them. I mean, there's tons of them on the website, but when you first open up the website, there's four. So tell us about Game Day Greatness, which right now is sort of like the first video you see when you go to the website.
Yes. So that's something that's a story from Keith Sims, and that is how he uses his RV for tailgating. You know, since this is traditionally the time of year when people would be out there tailgating, we thought that that would be a really fun story to lead with. And as you know, Keith Sims is a retired NFL player, and he still tailgates regularly, and he uses his RV to do that. And his story is about how having that RV just enhances that experience for him and his friends.
And it's very cinematic. And I think a lot of the videos fall into that category. They're really incredibly beautifully produced. I mean, at the beginning of that video, you see him walking out into the empty football stadium and kind of the memories and the emotion of his playing career. And having been on the other side where, you know, our family was in one of those commercials, you guys really bring the A-level talent to the table, right? I mean, they almost feel like short movies more than a commercial, I think.
Yes, I agree with you. We've tried to do that long form content because it should feel more like a story whenever we're presenting this. It shouldn't feel like a commercial because we're really trying to tell how these people are using their RVs and how it enhances their life. And so we're trying not to really be very commercial, I would say. We're trying more to spark curiosity and allow people to imagine themselves using an RV in a way that they never pictured.
Like you're along for the trip, kind of. So how about exploring local life? What is that video? That's, again, one of the premier videos that are right there when you open up the website.
Yes, that one is a story about a family and basically how they get away from the winter and go on down to Florida. And they are road schoolers and they really like to get out there. And the parents in that family, they like to teach their children hands-on. And so that's about how they kind of use the environment and the place where they're at to, one, be an educational resource for their children, and two, just to get away from some of those wintry months from where they're from.
So it seems like you're picking things according to the season. Is that sort of going to be an ongoing thread here that in the spring we might be picking things that fit the spring and the summer videos that pick the summer? Is that the idea?
Yes, it definitely is. We want to be more relevant to what's going on in terms of winter weather or summer weather. We'll also include some content that might not be as seasonal, but is still a great story, like the next one that you're probably going to mention.
The Perfect Adventure. Tell us about that one.
To make sure you really drag out perfect.
I try to.
There's a cat in there. But one of the things that we found when we were doing our research for the new website was that a lot of people were landing on our pets page. And a lot of people are really looking for ways that they can vacation and bring their pets along. And so we thought it would be really fun to include this story from JJ Yosh and his cat, Simon the Adventure Cat. And that story is how they use their Class B to go around, and they take kayaking trips and biking trips, and they're able to travel around the country and do all of these outdoors activities together. And it's really interesting because this cat does all of those activities. He has his little life jacket on for the kayaking trips. He rides the bike, and it's really interesting to watch. And it's just another way that we can show people how easy it is to bring your pets along on vacations.
There's no easier way to vacation with a pet. I mean, you know, we have taken our dog Maggie on trips where we were staying in hotels, and it's difficult because not every hotel has pet friendly rooms. And if they do, there's only one of them and it might be booked. And campgrounds are just so accommodating and welcoming when you're traveling with a pet. So tell us about Snowy Adventures.
So that one is another seasonal one, and that is from a woman named Mirna Valerio, and she is a trail runner and a fitness coach. And so that story is about how she's actually trying cross-country skiing for the first time. And she's a really big motivator, and her goal is to empower people to do things that they never thought that they could do, and not to get tripped up by what you think you should look like to try these new activities. And so that one is aligning with the winter months because it is her cross-country skiing adventure, but she's a very inspiring person. And so we wanted to make sure that we included that one right out of the gate as well.
So now all of these videos are going to get everybody excited to go on an RV trip or maybe purchase that first RV. But then the website's not just about inspiration. There are also some really specific tools that users can kind of dive into to help them or guide them towards, you know, purchasing the right RV, because there is a learning curve for that first time RV owner for sure. So I feel like the website is really trying to help that newbie. So let's talk about some of those tools as well. So what is the Find My RV quiz? What is that tool about?
So that one is one of my favorite tools. A lot of people know what a Class A motorhome is, or maybe what a travel trailer is. But whenever it comes to the education of the different types of RVs, a lot of people might not know what a pop-up is or an expandable or a sport utility. So we've created this quiz that allows people to put in some of the parameters, such as how they're going to use the RV, how many people are traveling with them, if they're towing or driving, the level of comfort that they're looking for. And so they can select this through the quiz. It takes about 30 seconds to do. And after they've put in all of their criteria, they're going to be matched with an RV that meets those specific needs. And so there's always one match that is more perfect than the others. And then there's always three more that also align with those types of goals. So we're really just trying to show people what might work for them and their lifestyle.
I use the old version of these tools, and now they're more dynamic and more visually appealing and everything. But I remember almost a decade ago using a lot of the kind of the ancestors of these tools on the old website. And it certainly started my education as an RV owner. So how about the Compare RVs tool? How does that work?
So that one's similar in that it'll help people find the RV that's right for them, but it allows them to compare three different RVs side by side. So again, we get into the capacity for the RV, the price points, how easy they are to drive or park, and then some of the features that you would expect on a particular model, such as storage space or off-road capabilities. And it's just another tool for people to use to figure out which RV that they could afford that would meet their needs, and see what the differences are between the different types.
It is. There is so much to learn, really, the more I think about it. And the RV industry is so ingenious. There's just so many varieties, so many options, so many floor plans that really, you know, like it's like a cliche, but true. There is that perfect or near perfect RV that's out there for you. You just kind of need the tools to get you there. So both of those are great tools. Go over to GoRVing.com and you can start messing around with those if you're trying to figure out what your first RV is going to be. Anything else about that one, or should we move to the testimonials?
We can move to the testimonials.
So tell me more. What are those?
So we didn't really have a place on our old website for users to actually see what our authentic real RVers had to say about RVing or any advice that they had to offer. So what we've done is we've sprinkled some of these testimonials throughout the site now, and they're always on a benefits page or an activities page. And it's always a story that relates specifically to the page that someone's on. So for camping, we have testimonials from people who are actually out there using their RVs and camping and what their experiences are. For tailgating, for example, we have people like Keith Sims who are out there using their RV for that. And they just are, it's easier to find the stories relating to that specific topic. We also have some outdoor adventure skiers and outdoor adventure enthusiasts, and how they use RVs as their base camp, for example. And so we're just trying to make the journey tailored a little bit more for people. And we are telling those stories through our actual partners instead of in our own words. They're from our partners' perspectives.
I'm thinking if you're a new RV owner too, or you're considering purchasing that first RV, and you're looking for like, who should I follow on Instagram, or, you know, whose Facebook page should I like? You know, if you went to GoRVing.com and you just started kind of dipping into all this content, you'd find dozens of really cool people to follow too. And I just think of all the great people you've worked with over the years, whether it's like One More Chance and the Bragas, or Monica Bennett and her Airstream out west. Just such a collection of really, really great content creators. So we're going to come back in a second, and there's a couple more really cool new tools that you are going to want to check out at GoRVing.com. But before we continue our conversation with Sarah Neely, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you are an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends, you'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And there's over 75 locations in the United States and Canada. I know it sounds crazy to say this in late October, early November, but now is the time to start booking those trips for next spring and summer. Stephanie and I need to sit down and do that really, really soon because we want to get the best possible sites. So you're going to want to head over to jellystonepark.com to find a really awesome Jellystone Park near you. So Sarah, welcome back to the show. And now I want you to tell me about what I think is like a really brand new feature. This is not like a 2.0 version of something from the old website. What's the look inside feature about?
Yes, the look inside feature is a feature on the site that enables people to see what the inside of an RV looks like. One thing that we have discovered as we continue to do experiential marketing is that a lot of people really don't know what an RV looks like on the inside, especially if they're a newbie or they've never been in an RV before, or maybe they were in an RV when they were a kid and they don't realize how much they've changed. And so a lot of people are very surprised when they see what an RV looks like on the inside, and it can be intimidating for them to go down to a dealership and ask to see what it looks like. So we're trying to bring that experiential element onto the website and immerse people into the RV. So we were able to get a lot of images from our member companies and their images from what a real RV looks like on the inside. So the fifth wheel component on the website has pictures of how the fifth wheel looks in the bathroom, how the fifth wheel looks in the bedroom, the living area. And those are real pictures from real manufacturers. So people can really find units that look like that. And we're just trying to take away some of that mystery for new RVers.
I wonder if you agree with me on this. I feel like a lot of people are surprised at how nice they are inside. I feel like the perception is often that it's just really simple and there's a bed in there and it's very Spartan. But then when we bring a new RV owner, or when we bring somebody that's interested in buying an RV inside our RV, they're like, oh, this is really luxurious. I mean, it seems like that's part of the goal here, right? It's like, this is a really nice place to take a vacation, right?
Exactly. We have a lot of people that say, oh, wow, this is really nice. Oh, there's a bed up there. Oh, I didn't realize there was a loft. Oh, there's a bathroom in here.
It's not
there's
just a tent.
A lot of surprise. Yeah. Yeah. It's not just a tent. It really has the comforts of home.
This is a timely tool in this era of COVID, unfortunately, too, because I know, you know, GoRVing for years and years, you guys would show up at the Country Living Fair with an RV. And I think that that was the same goal in mind, like just get people walking through it and seeing what the possibilities are, what the comfort level is. And now with a lot of those types of events not happening, I'm glad we have the look inside tool. So what other new features does the website have? What else do our listeners need to know? And when they go to GoRVing.com, what do you want them to make sure they check out?
One of the things that I think is a very big value on the new site and really helpful, especially for those new RVers out there, is our tips and inspiration page. We have a filtering functionality on here now that allows people to look for information by topic. They can look for information on how to buy an RV, like the top 10 tips you need to consider before buying an RV. We have a lot of how-tos, like how to winterize your RV, how to spring clean your RV, how to set up camp. We have trip planning tips. We have recipes, and we even have those broken down by breakfast or dessert or dairy-free. And we tried to categorize it and sort it in a way for people to find things that they really want to find. And so I definitely encourage people to go and check that out, especially if they're really just getting involved in RVing. They'll be able to find a lot of valuable information on there from our contributors.
I mean, when you think of all of the websites that are out there that have information on RVing, GoRVing.com has got the most content over the years. And, you know, I accidentally stumbled on the new website because I was just looking for a link to put into a blog post I was writing. And I opened it up and I was like, oh my God, this looks amazing. And then I sat there and I watched like 5 or 6 videos. And then I came back later that night and messed around a little bit more. And there's just hours and hours worth of really fun content out there. So you guys did a great job, and many, many congratulations on the launch of the new website.
Thank you. We're really excited about it. And we're so happy to have a platform that actually tells those stories. And it's just a richer way of getting that message out there.
Well, and it's such a visually appealing and stunning a way to take a trip. You know, there's just so much eye candy when you talk about an RV vacation. And now there's content from all over the country with all different types of people at all different, you know, stages in their lives at GoRVing.com. So my last question for you, Sarah, what's your favorite thing about working on the GoRVing team? Sounds a little bit like a dream job to me.
It absolutely is. I love the people I work with. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that. This team that I'm working with is extremely talented and creative and always pushing the envelope and always open to trying new things. But my favorite thing is probably just working with our bloggers and our influencers. The stories that we get to tell are so engaging, and I always learn something new. And I just feel so lucky to be a part of the team that gets to bring these stories to light and actually showcase them to the world.
And it's like a golden age moment for RVing. I mean, obviously there's a lot of craziness in the world right now and a lot of complications, but you know, the RV industry has exploded more than it ever has. And I'm excited to head into the future and see what the new RVs are going to look like, to see how camping changes, to see how younger people change the dynamic, et cetera, et cetera. And I know you guys will be there telling all those stories at GoRVing.com. So Sarah, thank you so much for your time, and hopefully we'll see you at a restaurant at some point, or maybe we'll see you at the campground.
Yes, I hope I will see you at both the campground and at a restaurant at some point. And thank you so much for having me today.
Anytime. Thank you, Sarah.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Go Power, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and RV Snappad.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, join us over at the RV Atlas group on Facebook.
See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.